Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's 4:35, and I'm happy to bring on Pennsylvania State Treasurer and candidate for Governor of Pennsylvania, Stacey Garrity. Madam Treasurer, thanks for joining the Rob O'Donnell Show today.
Hey, Rob. It's great to be with you.
I just played the commercial that you launched today on your Facebook page. I thought it was an excellent commercial, really explaining your background, your military service, and your plans for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Tell us about the campaign that launched today.
I know. I'm so excited. I just have a totally different vision for our Commonwealth than Josh Shapiro. You know, we have the fifth highest tax burden in the nation. So if I'm elected, I'll lower taxes, bring more jobs here, make our community safer, make sure, you know, our kids can play on the playground without worrying about, you know, getting harmed, and make our state more affordable.
And those are big everyday things that everyone in the Commonwealth thinks about. So a lot of the things that I'm hearing is this transportation issue where, you know, the rest of the state wants to shoulder the burden for Philadelphia and Pittsburgh on the shoulders of the rest of the state. And it's stalling our budget again, the fourth year that we don't have a budget. No leadership as far as trying to push to come to an agreement to get budget. How would you be different in Harrisburg if you were in charge?
Oh, my goodness. So, first of all, I would not leave the Capitol, and I would insist that everybody else stay until we did have a budget. I wouldn't be flying around, you know, the country campaigning for president while, you know, Pennsylvanians are worried about these programs that they really rely on.
One of the things that you can't, and I know we've had this conversation, is he's very good at his PR campaign, and he seems to be focusing more on that than being the governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And between the deficit we're running and the rainy day fund that he's drawing into, and again, traveling all these places and being funded by these mega donors that have nothing to do with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, that's going to be a battle for you PR-wise to take that on. I'm sure you're up to the task. A lot of people probably don't know you got more votes than him in the statewide election, as far as you got the highest vote getter when you were running for treasurer. So you can't slouch on that either.
Well, you know, let's face it, this is going to be a tough race. I am not as polished as Josh Shapiro. I'm not as good of a politician as Josh Shapiro, because obviously I'm not a career politician. This is my being treasurer, is my first political office. So it's going to be a tough race, but I will tell you this. I am a really tough worker. In my first race for state treasurer, I don't know if you know this, Rob, but I got outspent 11-1 and pulled out a victory against an incumbent, a very popular incumbent, in fact. And then, as you mentioned, I just got more votes for my reelection than any candidate in Pennsylvania history, including Josh Shapiro. So I have been an underdog my whole life in the military, in business, and in politics. And I think that's why I've been able to succeed when the odds are stacked against me.
I love the fact that you really keyed in on your military service on your campaign video, having two active duty military officers as children myself. If you want to give, because I before I got you on the phone, I told people they should really do research on your military history. It is truly impressive the things you've done. Three combat tours. You managed the jail over in the Middle East. Tell us a little bit about your military for the people who don't know.
Sure. Thank you for having me do that. So I was in ROTC in Bloomsburg University, and it was funny. Never planned to join ROTC. I came home one weekend from college. My dad had a recruiter sitting on the couch, and kind of the rest is history. So I always joke that my dad kind of tricked me into it. But obviously I loved it because I stayed 30 years. So three deployments, all to the Middle East. So Desert Storm, Operation Iraqi Freedom, Operation Enduring Freedom. And that last deployment, which you alluded to, I was the acting battalion commander for Camp Buka, which is in southern Iraq. So we had 7,000 detainees, which were largely green, meaning they would eventually be repatriated back home. I had 225 on death row, which had been sentenced to death by the Iraqi criminal court. I had 1,200 soldiers under my command. And what was amazing was that and this is according to the International Commission of the Red Cross, we were the very first internment facility to have zero abuse allegations, and we had zero escape attempts. So I was very blessed. So in 2016, I hit my mandatory retirement date, which since you have two kids serving, I'm sure you know what that means. So had I not hit my mandatory retirement date, I would have never considered running for state treasurer. I would still be serving because serving was and is the honor of my lifetime. But I bring those Army values, which are loyalty, duty, respect, service, honor, integrity, and personal courage. I brought this to the private sector. You know, I utilize them 24/7 as state treasurer. You know, I try to run the treasurer's office like a business, which you can see because we've broken every record. And I'm from a very small county, Bradford County, one of the most rural in Pennsylvania. So service has been a part of my entire life, like it is for, you know, most folks in rural PA. Service to your community and your family, you know, and your church. And so every day, I like to say this, every day that I get to wake up and serve hardworking Pennsylvanians is truly a blessing to me.
And a lot of people here, you know, the Treasury's office, you're giving millions of dollars back that are owed to the taxpayers of Pennsylvania in uncollected funds and such like that. But one of the things that I saw and was very special to me is a Purple Heart you just got back to family. And people who don't know, when someone receives the Purple Heart, their ID, their name is engraved in that Purple Heart. It is theirs and that family's Purple Heart. They have earned that. They have been the recipient of that. And you made sure that got back to the proper family recently.
I did. So we get military decorations, which I say are the most priceless items in our vault, which, fun fact, largest working vault in the country, is right underneath my office. So I've given back about 517 military decorations since taking office, including 13 Purple Hearts, 3 Bronze Stars, and actually a Gold Star medal as well. But this last Purple Heart, we gave back on Purple Heart Day, and it came in as contents of an abandoned safe deposit box, but there was no known owner. But because the soldier's name was engraved on the back, we traced it back to his son. So this was a Vietnam veteran. He was at the Valley Forge Hospital. He was wounded in action, and that's where he got his Purple Heart. And because of his injuries, he got medically discharged. So he died at a very young age in a house fire. And so we found his son, who actually works at Fort Indiantown Gap, and we arranged to have a ceremony. And it was really meant so much to his son. His son could barely get through his remarks. He was, you know, he was so emotional about it. So it was a wonderful ceremony. But, you know, when you think about it, every military decoration, every medal that we get, it is a story of somebody's, you know, sacrifice that they made on behalf of all of us.
Something money or uncollected funds can't buy.
That's right.
Absolutely. So you brought up integrity and the baselines that you've learned serving in the military. That's something that you've attacked your future opponent on. A lot of things, deleted emails you've brought up and integrity issues. And the fact that, you know, I think it's no secret to everybody that he has his eye on other office and not really for the dedication of the people of the Commonwealth.
Well, that's right, unfortunately. And you know what? I go to all 67 counties every year, and I'm really focused on what Pennsylvanians are telling me. And Pennsylvanians are telling me that government doesn't work for them. You know, high approval ratings, they don't pay the bills. And yes, Josh Shapiro spends, you know, more and more time outside of Pennsylvania campaigning for president. And, you know, at the same time, our Pennsylvania families face some of the highest taxes and utility costs in the country. And so I think that we have such an opportunity to change the direction of our Commonwealth. I just have such a different vision of what we could be. You know, we could, if we just unleash the natural gas that we have under our feet, we'll create tens of thousands of jobs. That's billions of dollars in opportunity, billions of dollars in money for our communities. And, you know, give us some financial breathing room, because Rob, every single year that the governor's been in office, they run a deficit. And I can tell you right now, in 2 years, we're going to be out of our surplus and the rainy day fund. And you and I know what that means, increased taxes. And we cannot afford to increase taxes on these Pennsylvania families that are already shouldering such a high tax burden.
Yeah, coming from Lackawanna County and being a Lackawanna County resident myself, we're no stranger to increased taxes, and we don't need it coming from the state as well. Madam Treasurer, if people want to follow your campaign in being a candidate for governor for Pennsylvania, I see you have Stacey Garrity for Pennsylvania on your social media and Garrity for PA.com.
Yes, on the website, and then at Garrity for PA on X.
All right. Well, I look forward to seeing you around the Commonwealth. You're no stranger to Northeast Pennsylvania. I thank you for calling into the show today on the day that you made this announcement.
No, I'm honored to be on your show, and stay in touch.
Will do. Candidate for governor of Pennsylvania, current state treasurer Stacey Garrity. Thanks for joining the show today.
Thanks.
Thank you. It's 4:46 here at WILK. We'll be back.